Church's Let's Talk Ministry. Today, we close out our four-part series on what is a disciple. I encourage you that if you haven't listened to the other episodes, that you will go back and listen to those. Because being a disciple of Jesus is very important. People need the Lord, and we all need someone in our lives that knows the Lord to walk alongside us in our journey through this world. Today, we're talking about how it takes diligence and discipline to be a disciple of Jesus. I recently read somewhere that in the New Testament, a life of following Jesus is compared to running a race. Let's look at what Paul says about following Jesus in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. It says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box at one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." Paul often used athletic metaphors to describe his work as an apostle to pursue the advancement of the gospel. He used these metaphors so that the people in Corinth would understand him. He used examples of games and what it took to be the winner of those games. There were games, much like the Olympics, held in Corinth. So the Corinthians saw firsthand the preparations that the athletes had to accomplish in order to participate and strive for the goal in their event. Paul may have even witnessed some of these games. I'm not sure, but I can imagine that. The perishable wreath mentioned in these verses was the prize these athletes were working so hard to win. Just a simple crown made probably from vines or shrubbery or something like that with leaves. But it was something that would die, would perish, would not last. But here, the goal or prize that Paul was diligently working towards was his congregation, the people he would bring to Jesus. That was what he saw as the prize. We find in other verses in Scripture that Paul considered his congregation his victor's crown that he would wear on the final day. So he's thinking of a crown of people that come to know Jesus. Like an athlete, Paul has a single-minded goal to bring as many people as possible from whatever place in life to faith in the gospel. Then in verse 27, we see just as the athlete goes through physical training, that is sometimes very uncomfortable or strenuous or takes a lot of time. They do that in order to attain the goal of victory. So Paul endures physical and emotional hardships and gives up his right to material support for the gospel's advancement. Disqualified in this verse means not receive the rewards. So, to be a disciple of Jesus, we must be diligent. We must train. We must pray. We must stay in God's Word. We must be prepared. We must lead others to Jesus. We must run alongside our brothers and sisters in Christ as they run the race with us. For the reward when we cross that finish line will be the congregation of souls that were led to cross that finish line that leads to eternity in heaven. Oh my, can you just imagine what a victory party that will be? So as we close our series on what is a disciple, I would encourage you to train hard, take care of your heart, soul, and mind. Teach, preach, and love like Jesus as you run this race of life on earth. Be diligent and disciplined. Set goals and strive towards that finish line. The beauty of this race is that there isn't just one winner. Each and every one that crosses that finish line will receive the ultimate reward. They will spend eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus. Okay, friends, let's get about running that race. Let's set our goals. Let's get prepared. Let's go out in our community and recruit some runners that will run with us, and then they will do the same. Recruit, train, run, so that God's kingdom is multiplied and we all finish strong. Thanks for listening. Have a great week as you are diligent and disciplined to be a disciple of Jesus.